This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Into the second hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free and join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
So to bring you up to speed here in the last hour, besides taking your calls about anything you want to discuss, we also talked about what's happening in the streets of Venezuela. Now, for the last few weeks, there have been protests throughout Venezuela and Caracas and elsewhere, but today was supposed to be a big day when it came to, you know, a massive, massive protest. They call it the mother of all protests today, with tens of thousands in the streets in downtown Caracas. And one of those protesters, Liliana Machuca, who earns about $20 a month holding down two jobs teaching literature, says she doesn't expect change to come overnight. A lot of these protesters would like to get rid of the president of the country, the socialist hellhole, Venezuela. For those of you who haven't been following closely, the economy down there is in the crapper, and it's thanks to socialist policies like price controls and nationalizing industries is why that's the case. And as a result of the price controls, food is pretty much unavailable as far as through the typical channels. You have to buy through the black market, it seems like, if you want to actually get a, you know, have a chance of survival. So it's a pretty dire circumstance, and people are upset given that the government has postponed regional elections since last year. They currently aren't scheduled. The president's saying it'll be soon.
There was a recall on the president also, and he just decided, man, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, well, they've been dragging their feet as much as possible on that as well. So, Jay, you had wanted to talk about what are some other options, because this lady thinks that, you know, hitting the streets with a protest is all she can do. She wants to see change. But she doesn't know what else to do. And you've been reading a book recently that might have a few ideas.
Well, so I don't really read books too much, but I do a lot of driving, so audiobooks.
I got the audiobook.
And yeah, so the book is Sedition, Subversion, and Sabotage, a three-part solution to the state. And this is a book by Ben Stone, a Bad Quaker. And I have listened to the first two parts of it once, and I really, really enjoy it and really like it. And he does an excellent job laying things out in the book. You can download this for free at badquaker.com. I just went to the website and I've seen it on there.
Or it's called Sedition what in Sabotage?
Sedition,
Subversion?
Subversion and Sabotage, a three-part solution to the state. And what he gets into is peaceful sedition, simple sabotage, and ethics-based selective irregular warfare. The last one, I haven't listened to that one yet, but I've listened to the first two parts. And peaceful sedition is something like civil disobedience, speaking the truth, agorism. Agorism.
We've done a lot of that up here in New Hampshire.
Right, we've done a lot of that. And agorism is probably, I would imagine, is pretty popular right now in Venezuela, the black market. I think it would kind of have to be. Because
agorism is the idea of just kind of doing business without government permission.
Right.
Yeah, and about two-thirds of the business in the world is done without government, business and taxes being taken and all that sort of thing.
Most people love the idea of keeping money off the books.
Yeah, I can't remember what they called it, but like the Economy D or something like that. I can't remember. But you know, if agorism was an answer in and of itself to anything besides not paying taxes on that transaction, it would have worked already because two-thirds of the transactions in the world are agorist.
Agorism is just an element of what Ben Stone's talking about here in his book. So he gets into a three-part attack, basically, about, you know, above-ground activists, the underground activists, and just all these things you can do to basically, you know, work around the system. You can, you know, and he gets into things about making life miserable for government agents and, like, people who work in the government that are, you know, secret activists that they, you know, he talks about one example, like, if you work for an airline, you can, you know, a government agent calls, and whether he's going on business or he's government business or a personal thing, because he, you know, as a government agent, you could mess with his flights, so he misses his flights, especially if it's for, you know, business work.
Right.
People who work for crony corporations, you can mess with them. You know, the crony corporations are pretty much in bed with the government. One example he makes, he goes, oh, if there's a, you know, some kind of government agent going on business somewhere, you're in luggage at the airport, you should open up his luggage and put a set of, you know, a pair of girls' panties in the inside coat pocket of his suit jacket, you know, or something like, he doesn't say exactly like that, but, and it just gets into it. The book is really entertaining, but it makes a lot of sense, and if the people of Venezuela are going to have to really, you know, like, do some strategy, because they just can't fight. You know, they don't have any guns. They're not armed. Well, I guess these militia folks are armed, but maybe as part of this, you know, simple sabotage, they could be, oh, yeah, you know, I want to be pro-government and part of the militia, and then they can get themselves guns, and they can figure out where supplies are, and they can, you know, they could almost stage, right, like a counter-militia. I mean, I almost think the best foreign aid that the people of Venezuela could get, the poor people of Venezuela, is literally guns and ammunition so they could defend themselves.
For sure.
Yeah, or take back their own country. I mean, I'm not pro-war, but, you know, the people in power aren't going to give it up until they're dead.
Or driven out. I mean, there certainly have been, president dictator types who have been run out on a rail, and then, you know, they're not allowed to come back. That has happened.
So the people of Iraq had, every home had an AK-47, pretty much. It was very commonplace. They weren't having revolutions at that time. Also, if you look at, I think it's Guatemala, Tegucigalpa, you'll see that, they're armed to the teeth there. They're not overthrowing their government. Then again,
are they starving?
Completely ineffectual. Nope, they're not.
I don't think they were starving in Iraq either.
Nope.
But they got
crappy governments, but they're not starving.
And the government probably didn't mess with really anybody too much, because they would, you know, it'd be like messing with a hornet's nest if everybody had an AK-47. I don't know. I've never been to Iraq. I've never been to Venezuela. I really can't, you know, speak on a strategy. But Ben Stone's book, I'm sure, could be applied. It would be really awesome if it was in Spanish. So then folks down there could, or if there was a Spanish audiobook, I'm sure they must have a lot of the technology we have.
So it looks like he's got it in audiobook form as well as PDF, and he's even selling print copies of it. So
yep.
I got to say, this sounds a lot to me similar to 101 Things to Do to the Revolution by Claire Wolf. We actually talked about that many years ago here on Free Talk Live. And she has a lot of the same ideas of, you know, being, if you're working inside the system as like a government employee, doing things to sort of sabotage quietly from the inside without drawing attention to yourself, because you don't want to get removed from that position. And she also talks about some, you know, very similar concepts, maybe not quite as destructive, because like the actual sabotage of government equipment, for instance, I don't think she went that far, but this does sound like a really enlightening read. And so you can go to badquaker.com to either download the audiobook or PDF or purchase the print copy. Now, that does kind of bring up another interesting discussion, which is, and it's something we've talked about previously on this show, but it doesn't come up very often, which is the question of, is it ethical, is it a moral thing to do to destroy the equipment of the government? So to disable, let's say, police cars or something like that. Not, you know, hurting somebody who's inside the car.
Not blowing up a car while someone's in it, but the question of whether it's ethical to destroy the equipment. And, you know, on one side you have, well, the equipment's being used in an aggressive form, mm-hmm, in many cases, so it's completely fair. On the other side you have, like, well, you know, they're just going to tax us.
They're going to raise taxes. They're going to buy more.
Buy another one. Why are you blowing up this one if you're going to, you know, do another? I tend to think that we're still in the realm of changing hearts and minds, because, you know, to me, I think that there's an actual possibility of making all this happen here in New Hampshire. The idea of there being a more free society here than there is in the rest of the United States. Now, if you live in the rest of the United States, I can see your frustration. I get it.
Yeah.
But
we need more people to
come
here.
Free.
I mean, we still need thousands more liberty-minded people to come here to New Hampshire to have a real chance at making a serious impact. I mean, we're already making an impact. There's no doubt. There's libertarians who've been elected. They are working to change the system from the inside. There's people creating an outside-the-system network of, like, a community and marketplace and things like that. So there's stuff to do for anybody that loves freedom here in a variety of different venues. And it's great. And there's nothing like it anywhere else in the world because we already have thousands of liberty-minded people here. But we need thousands more to pick up their lives and start planning a move here. You can check out ShireSociety.com or move.ShireSociety.com. We're coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Also, do want to let you know about hope.freetalklive.com. Mark, what's the latest on this construction project in Uganda to help build an orphanage for, what, about 40-something kids?
Yeah, so there's about 40 kids in Jinja, Uganda. It's actually outside of Jinja. There's, more orphans than that in the area. AIDS, war, these things have ravaged the area. There's so many orphans that communities really can't take care of them on their own, or they don't, at the very least. There is a young man, though, that I've been in contact with for more than 8 months who's been taking care of these particular 40 orphans, and I'm getting, pictures and videos of them all the time. You can, too. You just have to go to hope.freetalklive.com. You'll find out the story. You can, there's all kinds of links there. You can follow them down. You can, you can get in contact with the Funda. And you can donate. There's different ways to donate. Bitcoin, PayPal, Western Union, MoneyGram, a variety of ways to donate. But they need to build an orphanage. They've created 60,000 clay bricks to build the walls. Before I got involved, I wanted to make sure that they were dedicated and ready to make it happen. So I wanted to see the bricks done before I, started talking about it on the radio. So with 60,000 bricks, I can see a huge amount of dedication to getting this building built. Now, they need a foundation. The foundation is going to cost a total of about $2,500. We need about $1,500 more. We've got a two-for-one sort of situation going. Cell 411 has offered, to match dollar for dollar any donations
Wow.
that come in at this point. And
that's awesome.
If you would please go to hope.freetalklive.com, donate. If you're going to, please let me know how you did, too. There's contact information for me there. If you want to send Bitcoin, I can facilitate that. Actually, the address is right there at hope.freetalklive.com. If you want to do PayPal, you can send it to me, and then I'll make sure I'll send Bitcoin over and make sure mm-hmm. it gets to them. This is a very much a Bitcoin project, and we want to get that foundation started this week. We just need a little bit more money. So please, now's an opportunity to help poor kids that some of them don't have shoes, okay? We're not talking about kids that have much here. They had a big party, rice and fish. That was the party. They handed out some used shoes that they got for $5 a piece. That's the party. I feel really awful for these kids, and I want to help them. Hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I want to make a correction. I mentioned a Claire Wolfe book. We were talking about the new Bad Quaker book that you've been reading, Jay, which is called Sedition, Subversion, Sabotage, sounds like it would be awesome. I definitely want to check that out. And also, I mentioned it sounded familiar to Claire Wolfe's book, 101 Things to Do to the Revolution. I misidentified that book. That's not the one I've read. That's her older one. The one that I've read is The Freedom Outlaws Handbook, 179 Things to Do Till the Revolution, which she wrote, I believe, after her 101 Things to Do.
So I'll recommend that one to the people of Venezuela also.
Yeah, that's why you brought this up originally, is we were discussing the protest movement out in Venezuela. They don't know what else to do. They want to get rid of this government. They want to get rid of the president there. They want to see serious changes. But so far, all they've got, as far as a plan, is to get out into the streets and let their frustrations be known. And frequently that will result in some further action, as we've seen with, the Arab Spring, I believe is what mm-hmm. it was, in Egypt. And I don't know what that
was.
That's
a little noise.
Stand by. So that resulted in the overthrow of that particular government, and things got violent there and for a short period of time. Some of the protesters were killed, and things got a little bit ugly. Now, that's not what anybody wants to see happen, but it does tend to be the way these things go.
I mean, simple sabotage, such as letting the air out of the tires of the, police cars and the jeeps of whatever these militant militia, people that are running around, that you're like these folks that shot these two kids. I mean, there's a lot of simple sabotage that could be taken against them. Siphoning the gas out of it. I mean, then you get yourself some gas. I'm sure they could use some gas, letting the air out of the tires. I mean, you know, it's just going to be messing them up. They're not going to be able to, you know.
Making life more difficult.
This book is about all kinds of little things like that you can do to simply, and the whole idea of the book is not hurt anybody, not kill anybody.
Right.
But to just really screw their situations up so they can't rule the people, the idea.
So it takes people to rule, right? You can't do it on your own. Keene, New Hampshire, we have, you know, traffic and parking rules. Now, I'm of the opinion that roads are paid for by people and businesses. People and businesses should have the parking spaces that are on the road. And when you're talking about downtown, that businesses should control their own parking. That we don't need a bureaucracy to handle parking spaces downtown. That it's that it is a terrible thing to do for a local restaurant to hand out tickets to their customers when I could go just down the street to another restaurant that has a parking lot and not get a ticket. So that drives customers away. Now, there was a group called the Robin Hooders here in town that would go around and plug parking meters and hold cameras on parking attendants if they got out of hand or whatever, and did a variety of things. Mostly they used their cameras for protection. But at one point or another...
And were very effective, by the way.
Yep.
They were saving thousands of people from getting tickets.
$40,000 in revenue on the bottom line was removed from the city's budget. Now, they were also effective in this way. There was a parking attendant guy who was a veteran, and he said that basically being a parking attendant was worse than being in Iraq. Now, this shows you this poor guy has some kind of PTSD, right?
Yeah.
He's messed up. But he quit. He quit being a parking attendant and went and worked elsewhere. And, I mean, now there's one fewer person handing out tickets through these systems. You got to ask yourself, as a meter maid in Keene, New Hampshire, whether it's worth getting followed around or harassed or whatever it is they claim happens, because there's no evidence for it. Harass is a legal term having to do with threats, and none of that occurred. But and the Supreme Court has ruled on the side of the Robin Hooders again and again. But it doesn't make a difference. What makes a difference is that looks like that activism worked.
Yeah, there was an interesting headline that I saw on the social media today, and I don't know if I can quickly pull it back up, but it was a parking enforcer who had been rammed. I guess they have one of those little golf carts that they've repurposed into being a parking...
Cushman cart.
Yeah, a parking enforcement vehicle, and somebody who was angry about getting a ticket just decided to go right ahead and ram that lady, or guy, or whoever it was that was driving it. I don't think they... I don't think they were killed or anything like that, but just kind of made me think, and they think they have it tough in Keene, where people are just feeding the meters, basically?
About 15 years ago, my little sister was going to college up here at Keene State. I went out basically on a bar crawl with them, and I parked my car right basically in front of where local burger is now, and it was on the weekend, but I got a ticket on it because it stayed out there past a certain time. At night. I don't remember if it's after 2 a.m. or whatever, but I wasn't driving it. I had been drinking, and I just walked back to, the college and stayed in the dorm room. But, what am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when you're half drunk?
Exactly. You're screwed either way.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. We'll get to your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, more about what's happening in the streets of Venezuela coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Free. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. It's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users without being censored? Well, you can do that at the forum at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com and possibly win some Bitcoin. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Is there censorship going on in the Bitcoin world or something?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've heard, yeah. There are some of the more popular Bitcoin forums, like the Bitcoin Reddit and the, was it,
what's the Bitcoin? R-Bitcoin?
Talk? Bitcoin Talk? Yeah, that's the Bitcoin Reddit, r/Bitcoin. And then I think the Bitcoin Talk forums have been alleged to have been censoring as well. So that's why Roger Beer behind Bitcoin.com started his own forum a couple of years ago, because he wanted to have a place where people could talk without worry of being moderated, like they have been
in other
places.
I mean, what's the point of a forum if whatever you say is just going to be, you know,
removed? Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I used to be in like 15 or 20 forums from everything from, you know, Bitcoin, Liberty, to like diesel truck stuff, and I don't know, I just kind of haven't paid attention much lately.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Dave. He's in California listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Dave.
Hey. One of the things that's been troubling me, and I'm trying to reflect on, and we'd love your input.
Sure.
What can we do to make elected officials, government people, more honest, more answerable to the people? I think it's more worse in the United States than anywhere else. I've been around a lot in different places, and I think most of Europe, it's not this bad.
I'm sure it's not that bad.
Well, government and honesty is like an oxymoron.
Yeah, they don't go together.
So I think the only thing there's anything you could do if them two elements have to be part of it is like, hey, if we blend oil and water, what can we do? We'll just blend it faster and harder. Vote harder. So, but we have to limit the only way it could be honest is if there was a true free market. There wasn't favoritism. There wasn't this protectionism involved. That you couldn't have, what we have, come accustomed to being government as we know it. To keep the honesty. I believe the free market would keep the honesty because, just like with the welfare program, there's so many people on welfare that, they're doing drugs or they're faking it or it's disability. But if it was charities that, we donated to and we know that certain charities doesn't vet the people they're giving a charity to, they just pass it out.
You don't have to.
We're not going to give to that charity. And,
right.
We're
and there have been some charities that have done some questionable things.
Sure.
They got outed. Wasn't it Bono's charity that was giving, 96% of the overhead to the people running the charity and 3 or 4% was going to the actual recipients. I think I've heard that somewhere. But there are some bad news charities out there. But when the word gets out, the marketplace can punish them instantly by restricting their donations. Whereas when government does bad things, when government is dishonest, we are still all forced to pay for it over time. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm going to give this a shot, Dave. I had a chance to think about your question. I think it's a fair question. What can we do to make government officials more responsive and more honest to their constituents? So it's a fair question, right? Let's see what we can do, a little thing, as opposed to blowing the whole thing up. And
I like where Jay's coming from, but what can we do now,
right? What can
free
we do
market, great idea, let's do that
today.
Yeah.
And the answer I would say is first off, bad people are going to be attracted to positions of power. Once there's a position of power, in all likelihood you're going to find the people who are the best people running campaigns, and B, the people who believe they have the most to gain from being in the office, and the ones that are the best combination of those two things are the ones that are going to end up in the job. Now, I would say that the United States government is de facto the government of the world. That essentially, the State Department, by hook or crook, through the carrot and the stick, manages to implement the things that are most important to it through the other governments of the world on the people that they rule. So you have the most powerful positions are in Washington, D.C., and surprise, surprise, some of the least desirable people are the ones that end up in those positions. I would say the problem is the power. Because the power is concentrated, that if we had states like California or New Hampshire or wherever would take back their constitutional and lawful rights away from Washington, D.C., and stop being dependent on the money they hand out, that you would see a modicum of accountability returned, because you have more say in the people in Sacramento than you do into the ones in Washington, D.C. What do you think about that answer, Dave?
You are definitely onto something, but there are some aspects of this bureaucracy that work and work well. And I would cite Social Security. It has very low overhead, gets the checks out every month, and they operate well within their budget. If it wasn't for other officials sticking their hand in the box and helping themselves to and then saying, well, it's...
Right, if it wasn't for corrupt government officials, Social Security would be in better shape.
But Social Security itself is corrupt because it uses taxation to achieve its goals. So forcing people... Yes, it does. Every paycheck that every person receives has Social Security taken out of it, and that's money that's going to pay those other checks that you talked about them printing out. They don't actually have any money in storage for any period of time or investments or whatever. They're just literally taking from one group of people, the younger people, the workers, and they're giving to an older group of people. And it's not fair, and it's not nice, and it's not a good way to, you know, to help people. It's getting some people a check, but there are more moral ways and more honest ways to do that.
It's worth pointing out, and Walter Williams did this, he's a black economist, he pointed out that Social Security favors rich white women over poor black men, because people who are black, people who are poor, and people who are male are less likely to live as long as people who are rich, white, and female. And so that you basically have three poor black men working to support every rich white woman on Social Security.
It was probably, maybe that was a coincidence, but it probably was also a bunch of rich white guys that made the Social Security program in the first place.
I'm paid into Social Security for an awful lot of years and a good deal more than I could expect to receive in return.
Didn't Bernie Madoff go to jail for doing a similar thing, taking from current investors and giving to investors that put in years ago?
Yeah, it's called a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Dave's correct that you could have created a mandatory retirement funding program like Social Security that would have worked pretty well. I mean, there's a lot of stories that out there of, like, the first person to receive Social Security was this woman who lived to be, like, 101. She paid in, I don't remember, 10 years or something like that, and got back some ridiculous amount more than she ever put in. It's a funny story. But you could have made a system that was sort of a mandatory retirement system that actually had its own account rather than going into the general fund and all these sorts of things. But the real problem is that it was created by politicians to benefit politicians, and the politicians have used it however they've wanted to, and now you have a situation where a shrinking working class is trying to support a growing retired class.
Well, be aware there is an awful lot of us now, well, in our senior years, that rely heavily on Social Security, if not exclusively, as a means of providing. And if that were taken away, what kind of...
Oh, I wouldn't suggest taking it away. I wouldn't do that.
Well, we on this show do suggest ending coercive taxation, Mark, and so the only way to not take away Social Security it would be to have to sell off the government assets to shore up that fund for a time. Hey, thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. And, again, accept voluntary contributions. I'm fine with that. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
And we can talk more about the people hitting the streets in major numbers down in Venezuela. We have yet to get to the part of the story about the government, pro-government militias that the president there is arming up. We'll tell you more about that on the way. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We just had an interesting question from Dave in California asking about, you know, corruption in government and what to do about that. Because it's obvious that government is corrupt. And, you know, the question is just to what extent is it corrupt? If you have power, as you were saying, Mark, people who are attracted to that power and likely because they want to wield it for not so nice purposes to benefit themselves or punish their enemies, those people are going to get into those seats. They are going to compete with one another to get into those seats, and that's why we have crappy choices like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for president.
And I'm not saying there's never been a good politician.
Ron Paul?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a preference for me. I'm sure that Dave would be more interested in Bernie Sanders, who I do think has a modicum of integrity. I don't think he's perfect, but then again, I'm not likely to think Bernie Sanders is perfect. You know, I don't intend to speak to that. What I'm saying is that what's the likelihood, if you make a position of power, that corrupt, easily corrupted
99.99%.
I don't know. I mean, you're just pulling a number out of your out of the air and quoting it. But if the number is more than 50% likelihood that corrupt people will be attracted to seats of power, then what you have is a real problem for a representative democracy.
Well, there was 399 other people, what, besides Ron? Oh, no, 520. How many of them are there?
535 people in the House, 100 in the Senate, and one in the White House. Yeah. So 536 drunken sailors.
And there was only one Ron Paul, so that sounds really like more than 99%.
Just an insult to drunken sailors, frankly.
Yeah, so what I was going to suggest as far as how to increase honesty in within this system that we have, I like where you were going, Mark, with decentralization. I think that was sort of the kind of the theme of what you were saying.
And
was,
that's happening right now in California, where Dave is.
You mean with the Yes California campaign?
Well, not just the Yes California campaign.
For secession?
They're looking to secede. But California told the federal government to take a long walk off a short bridge in the mid-90s over medical marijuana. And
they're doing it again with sanctuary cities, too.
Yeah, sanctuary cities. California is nullifying federal law on a regular basis. And as states continue to, and states are doing this all over America for a variety of different reasons, the federal government is grasp on the states, which has really been very, very good since the Civil War. The War of Northern Aggression, as I prefer to call it, from the South. Ever since then, they had a pretty good grasp. But that grasp is, it's getting tenuous. Mm-hmm. They don't have the ability to use violence to keep us in check anymore. You can't, in the age of Facebook Live and YouTube, you can't drop a drone bomb on somebody's house. You can't send the stormtroopers in to hold down a neighborhood too long. It gets done, but it's just much more difficult than it was for them to use violence. They have to use the carrot far more often than the stick, and the carrot kind of runs out. The one big thing the federal government has is its creation of money, and because it creates money, states want that money. So if the reason that all the states have seatbelt laws isn't because they care about you flying out your front window. They don't. News to you, they don't. The reason they have these seatbelt laws is because the federal government gave them millions of dollars to accept it. Here in New Hampshire, they're still offering $3 million to the Department of Transportation to get rid of the seatbelt laws that we have, to make all adults have to wear seatbelts. And if they upped it to $30 million, I'll bet we have a seatbelt law in the next year, because the politicians want the money.
Yeah.
So ultimately, all it ever comes down to, and this is a really difficult thing to tell somebody who wants to have a more to have a better government, they just don't quite understand it, is you've got to stop the government's ability to create money out of thin air.
Yeah, I think you've really come on to, you've boiled the decentralized concept down into a few different areas. And what I heard you say there was money. You had talked about decentralizing politics as well, where the states have more control, maybe total state secession. That would help because, again, the state governments are a little more responsive than the federal government. You decentralize money away from state money, and you have things like Bitcoin, which is the perfect example of decentralized money that puts the power of money into the hands of the people, which is a huge paradigm shift, and I don't think we can emphasize enough how important of an idea that is, how major of a change that is from the way money has always been throughout generations. The money has always been issued by governments and banks, these major centralized institutions, and now, within the last decade, we've had this creation of decentralized cryptocurrency, and it's a huge game changer for empowering the individual. And if you can take money out of the hands of the state, that is a major disempowerment to the state. Now, Bitcoin hasn't supplanted the U.S. dollar yet, but it is becoming a real influence on the world stage. I heard that India this week has had a lot of Bitcoin sales shooting up because the state money there has been debased. The state money there has been screwed with recently when they, I don't know if you recall the story, that they had taken away certain notes from the India currency. And so, obviously, when the state is manipulating its money supply, people are going to start looking for other options. Historically, they've looked at gold, they've looked at silver, and other things, and those are still great hedges against inflation. I would not say don't get those things. I say everybody should have a little bit of those. But also, Bitcoin is much more accessible. It's easier to send, it's easier to receive, and it's cryptographically secure. So,
in the age of the internet, I can't take my ounce of silver. It's super inefficient to throw that thing in a, you know, envelope.
Oh yeah.
Go to the post office and then send it to somebody and hope they got it.
Right. Hope the postal inspector didn't end up pocketing the thing.
These old timers I talked to, they're like Liberty, you know, movement old timers, like, it's just more fiat money. And I try to explain
about Bitcoin.
Yeah. And I try to explain to them, well, it takes energy to produce it, so it's really not fiat.
Right. And it's also backed by the uniqueness of the Bitcoin network. That's this amazing settlement network, basically, that's got value too, the fact that exists.
So that's another thing I try to do is sell Bitcoin on people a lot. And these old timers, especially some of these old farmers, you know, they don't want to hear about it. But there is one farmer I do pay him in Bitcoin for hay.
Well, they'll either, not come along and just have to stick with the old ways, or they'll see the value of it over time. And the other point of decentralization that I'd like to mention, and then we'll continue with your calls, is the media. So decentralized money, decentralized politics, decentralized the media. And we're starting to see that happen, too, over the last decade or so with the rise of the Internet, the rise of the blog, the rise of YouTube and these other channels that you can put your content up there. Now, you might argue that, well, YouTube's a centralized entity, but there are competitors, right? So we have multiple options as far as Vimeo, whatever the other ones are, LiveLeak, different options for putting content out there and getting it out there for the masses. That, I think, is another important factor, because what we've seen when media is centralized, they're much more likely to be beholden to the state. A centralized media is much less likely to ask tough questions of the state actors. They're much less likely to, even investigate the stories that you and I might think are important, or give them the due that we think that they should have. But if you have decentralized media, then anybody who wants to be the media can be the media. And that's a game changer as well. So I think the key to having that a more honest government today is to move towards decentralization in these areas, or in as many areas as we possibly can. So let's go to Daryl. He's in New Jersey. And Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I was, I talked to a lot of libertarians. I talked to a lot of libertarian friends, but frankly, I'm not a libertarian myself. One issue that we often kind of bounce around, and I get a lot of mixed responses on it, is a civil rights issue. So for instance, this is a good example to illustrate the point. Let's say there was a golf course in the South.
And there are golf courses in the South, so this is not you're not making a big reach here. I know there are golf courses in the South. Go ahead.
and it's an all-white golf course.
All right, I'm sure that there is one. Go ahead.
Right. There is no black people allowed.
Okay.
This is policy of the golf course.
All right. Let's imagine.
Okay. Do you think that should be allowed? Right. They don't hire black people, and they don't allow black people to play.
Yes, let's talk about it here in moments.
A great question.
Daryl, stand by. We'll continue. What would it be called? Honky Holes?
Honky Holes. The Cracker Course.
All right, more
coming
up here.
In the woods.
Yeah, 855, 453. We got a whole hour to go. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, if we get more chance, we'll talk about Venezuela and the protests in the streets. Big time. Coming up, hour 3, Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.